Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something. Could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something. Could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. How'd you get in the Blue Chew read, Leroy? Ran out of time.
Thank you for confusing us.
Well, sorry. But Giannis really did say something.
I get caught off guard.
Giannis really did say something. Could be something, could be nothing.
Let's play the music again. I want to hear it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo was asked, was talking about the season coming on up, speaking with the Athletic's Sam Amick, and said he might get traded.
Giannis said that he might get traded.
He says, do you have it in the back of your mind, like, what if this year doesn't go well? Yeah, if we don't win a championship, I might get traded. This is the job we live. This is the world we're living in. It's everybody, said Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He was just keeping it real. But here's where, and I'm going to say, here's where our guy starts cranking it up. Hell. You know you heard that, and you're like,
look, I'm focused on this year, and I like my team.
Then why'd you bring it up?
Well, it's news. It's news.
Is it?
And,
is it?
And it's interesting that Giannis.
Did you? But you didn't put it in the text that it needed to be.
Hmm?
He goes, hell, if we don't win, I could get traded.
Yeah, but be real about it, dude. No, you're not. Because first of all, you've won a championship. And second of all, you don't bring it up unless you're going to make the step. I mean, everybody, all they talked about last summer, oh, Giannis going to sign the extension. Is Giannis going to sign the extension? Oh, we got your team.
Did he sign it?
He did.
Okay. So
why all of a sudden is he now talking the T
he
word?
He didn't say it like that.
Oh, dude, you don't even say.
See?
This here guy, all of a sudden, he wants to start mentioning the possibilities of transfer. All of a sudden, yeah, I don't think Milwaukee was thinking. If you get, let me tell you something, Giannis. You could go out there, you could take a poop on the court, and they ain't trading you unless you want to be traded. So, why you bring it up if it's not on your mind that you want to get traded?
My goodness, you manipulate everything.
Very interesting, Leroy.
No, it's not.
It's kind of interesting.
Not very interesting.
I don't know. Why say it?
I love the way Sedona just walks in there like nobody's in there but him. Right?
What are they trying to connect to the arena?
This would not happen. It's called Sedona. I'm just saying.
He did call him Sedona.
That's offensive. Sedona is way more handsome. Sedona.
Solana.
I don't think you got it right yet.
Solana.
Yeah, there you go.
Solandria.
What do they got? A Panthers broadcast today?
They do indeed, and they are showing how to connect to the arena. We got Brittany here still. She hasn't left us yet.
He's training her?
Did he just move your camera?
She's doing things, guys. He's just trying to work.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at all his back. He's just working.
I'll tell you who else is working.
Waiting for him to leave so I can badmouth him.
I'll tell you who else is working.
Who?
Giannis. This dude's working double overtime to boot Scoot Boogie out of Milwaukee.
Stop.
So what are you saying? Where do you think
of all the way?
Huh?
Let's just revisit this so we calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Think of all of the players in the last, I'll just go 5 years.
Right.
That you've gotten all worked up for to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Kawhi?
Oh, man.
He was at Chipotle.
That was a good time.
He wasn't at Chipotle.
Wait. Who else? Bradley Beal.
Oh, sick of him.
Dame.
Oh, never wanted him.
Who else? There was more.
Kevin Durant, multiple times.
Kevin Durant. Remember, you even talk about the Garden Gnome.
Trae Young?
Trae Young last year.
July sports talk. You got to give me a pass.
Remember his workout videos, dude? What was that?
Wait. Never let's understand. Wait. Wait. There's more, dude. Who else?
Well, I mean, This could be something could be done.
Wait. You put Ant-Man, you said let's just put it on the back burner for right now.
Oh, we're keeping an eye on it. We're keeping an eye.
Right.
I'm glad you mentioned this though.
Wait, no, don't put this on me.
I'm glad you mentioned it. Because
that's his way out.
Did you guys see De'Aaron Fox not signing the extension in Sacramento?
Whoa.
And he wants to go and be like, because I want a bigger deal next year. And I'm not disgruntled playing with the Kings.
Oh, sure, dude.
Maybe, but pretty stacked East to try and play for all NBA, Foxy. Mm. You just did it a couple years ago, but you guys kind of took a step back last year. And now you guys want to play for the All-NBA? Or, just hear me out on this. I don't know De'Aaron Fox as an individual. Like, I don't know him as a guy. But do you think that he's a little sick of the Sabonis talk in Sacramento? Sabonis this, Sabonis that.
Hey, add this to the list.
And
just add it to the list.
Think about this, Leroy.
I'm trying not to.
Think about this. Do you happen to know who De'Aaron Fox's agent is?
Who?
Bam's agent?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's actually Rich Paul.
Oh.
And funny enough, we're on the cusp of a year where the Miami Heat and Rich Paul have mended fences a little bit.
Oh.
Alec Burks is on the Miami Heat.
Look at that.
He's a clutch client. And do you want to know who put the uniform deal together?
Except without all that facial hair.
Didn't you notice, Jennifer? Jennifer, you noticed things. Jennifer, did you notice that when the Heat put out their Robin Hood press release, did you notice that they said, also assisted by the Clutch Sports Agency?
Assisted by?
Really? So, uniform deal, help with Clutch. Clutch clients, and now what the Fox say?
Whoa!
Honestly,
Jesus Christ! The Fox say, get me out of Sacramento because what you guys just.
What are you doing?
Hold on, dude. Let me just finish.
Please stop.
My God.
While you're ahead.
Marcos.
Yes.
Do you want to know one more thing about De'Aaron Fox?
Oh, please.
Leroy, do you want to know one more thing about De'Aaron Fox?
I don't.
Jennifer. You want to know one more thing interesting about De'Aaron Fox?
Honestly, I can't wait to hear it.
I'll tell you. But first, I'm going to need a caller. 305-567-0560. I'll tell you one more thing about De'Aaron Fox.
Please call. Quickly.
But first, you got to call 305-567-0560. Then and only then can I tell you one last thing about De'Aaron Fox. Because we got a lot of balls in the air. Now, mind you, I don't want any of these guys because I'm happy with my team. And we're going to win the championship. Jimmy Butler having more fun than ever. Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier, great backcourt, Bam shooting threes, Nikola Jovic is going to be the most improved player in the league. But look, I'll tell you one more thing about De'Aaron Fox and why it may be interesting to the Miami Heat. But I need a caller, 305-567-0560. Then and only then.
Things, right? You're milking.
No. I'm not milking anything. I swear. I'm not milking anything. Hold on. We have a caller.
Please.
Hey, 560. What's your name?
Josh Alvarez.
Hey, Josh. It's Tobin. How are you, buddy?
First and last.
Very good, man. Great to talk to you guys.
It's great to talk to you. And let me ask you something. You want to know something about De'Aaron Fox?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me, please.
Well, let me just ask you a question, Joshua Alvarez.
Oh, wow.
Do you know
twice
who happened to be a groomsman at his wedding?
Do
you know who happened to be a teammate of his in college?
I do, Josh. And that happens to be the same person. Who is this? That happens to be the same person who said Josh.
I'm the same person.
Wait. He got you.
He does.
He got you with you.
Which I like. I like getting strung along, too. All right, Josh. Thank you.
He just got the goosies.
Wow.
What is going on? Wait, can I have the answer, please?
Say it.
The fact that he got you back before you could get him.
That's good.
He hits you with another one.
That's pretty good.
That was class right there.
That's an inside man, though. I know Tobin Tinton.
I didn't send him. Definitely. I don't know that guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know that guy.
Yeah, of course.
Just because why? Because we're on the same.
Why would he leave out?
Why
would he put his last name out like that?
Interesting.
Quickly?
I don't know.
So trusting.
Why did you call him Joshua?
Very trusting.
He said Josh.
Well, I was just reading his caller ID.
Oh, my goodness.
The same name. 560, your name. What's your name?
Another one. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy? What's your name?
It's a little Chico Pitbull.
Hey, little Chico Pitbull.
305.
Thank you for naming your stadium at FIU. Yeah.
Really nice of you.
No problem. Got it.
What do you think about the idea? Oh, he's gone.
No.
He's busy. He's a rock star.
He is.
560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Tobin.
Yes.
Bro, do you know Sonny and Zach just countered their stat, and they just told me the last time a Dolphin tight end scored a touchdown was 2022.
I actually knew that, though.
We're never
What's
going
on
it,
here?
By the way.
You want to know how I know that?
Huh?
Because I've been betting on Dolphins tight ends anytime touchdown for the last 2 years, and it's never paid off. It's never paid off. I didn't need stats to know that. I can look at my Hard Rock account.
No, but wait. You went, like, so they haven't scored a touchdown since 2022, and you picked the third tight end to score.
Because they're
dead. Well, he's technically the starting tight end. Like, he plays the most. Mm. Just never catches. It's a rhinoceros.
Joe Rose caught a touchdown?
But Leroy.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox, sick of Sabonis, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Clutch in the heat, mending fences.
Yep.
Groomsman and former teammate and best friend, maybe.
What?
I don't know, best. I mean, very good friend.
Close friend.
Right.
Bam. Adebayo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Would be something.
A groomsman?
Could be nothing.
Damn.
Groomsman's not nothing.
No, that's not nothing.
Not nothing.
That's not nothing.
That's not just an invite.
Close. Close. Close, close.
Why would they do that?
Just something to keep an eye on. Wow. Just a little fodder before the season. Just
a little fox fodder.
Because what the fox say?
Okay.
Stop saying that.
Whoa.
Bim, 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 bim. What the fox say?
This is so scary,
dude.
Robbie somewhere.
Why?
Sweating.
You messing with the boy's emotions right now. like the boy, I see all the lights blinking behind.
I'm so scared.
All the lights getting nervous behind Frog Boy. They just look, everything's blinking back there.
Anyway, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen.
Just a thought.
That's it.
Could be something, could be nothing.
I would say it could be nothing.
Perhaps.
But the thing is Bam is so friendly with everybody that you could do this every week.
Yeah, but groomsman, dude.
He was. Wait, why? I'm surprised you ain't picked nobody from the Olympic team.
Well, we did Ant, you know, very close. But just, this was in the news this week. Just figured I'd bring it up.
Right.
Just something to take you into a Friday with, you know?
Keep an eye on it.
Just keep an eye on it.
Just keep an eye.
Got the Cats. Taking on the Canucks. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
It is on a... Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Are you not amazed?
Podcast pump fake. Got dick in his face. Kicks it back to Love for three. Yes!